This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
There are two reasons for possible air travel delays today. Real ID is in effect and an air traffic controller shortage at Newark Airport. Transportation correspondent Sam Sweeney joining us live on WBEN. Sam, what is the situation right now at Newark Airport?
At Newark Airport, they don't have enough air traffic controllers because many of their controllers are now on medical leave. There was an outage, a radar and communication outage last Monday, where these controllers, their screens went completely black and they weren't able to talk to the airplanes that they were controlling. This is the most complicated, busiest airspace in the country, and this is the worst possible scenario that you can have as an air traffic controller. And because of that, they said that that was a traumatic experience, and now they are on medical leave for 45 days. And when you don't have enough air traffic controllers, you simply can't handle the same amount of air traffic. So they've had to cancel a lot of flights, more than 900 since last Monday, and the delayed flights are delayed on average more than 4 hours.
Wow. Now, this blackout, it was only a matter of seconds, but those seconds can feel like an eternity and mean so much when you're dealing with crowded airspace.
Yeah, imagine you were driving down the highway and someone throws a cover over your windshield or throws paint on your windshield and you can't see and you have to slow down and pull off to the side on a busy highway. That's sort of what that feeling is, except that you have thousands of lives in your hand because these planes are packed. They're on final approach into Newark, and you've now lost control talking to them. And this is not the first time this has happened. This has happened many times. It happened, last August, September, October, November, December. And these controllers have had enough, and they're already short-staffed as it is. They're overworked. And many of these controllers are originally from New York. They were working in New York when they were forced against their will to relocate to Philadelphia to this control facility that the FAA moved them to. They fought this move, but they ultimately lost. So at any time when they can use, their so-called tools in their tool belt to get off the job, they're going to do it. And you can't just bring in other controllers from other places around the country because you have to train to work this complicated airspace, and that doesn't happen overnight.
I was thinking that they said they're bringing in other controllers, but you just can't plug them in, right?
You can't. You have to learn this complicated airspace, and it takes time. This is not going to be a quick fix. So if you're flying into Newark, you should expect delays, but if you can change your flight to another United hub, if you're flying on United, it would be in your best interest to do so, because if you're, for example, going down to New York and you're flying down there from Buffalo and you have a connection to Rome, there's only one flight a day to Rome on United. So if you miss that flight because you missed your connection, you're going to have to wait till the next day. And because this is an FAA issue and not an airline issue, they're not going to compensate you. They're not going to pay for your meals. They're not going to give you a free hotel. This is going to be on you. You're going to foot the bill.
Jeez, and they need me at the conclave today. I can't get there. Sam, thank you. Sam Sweeney joining us live here on WBEN.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.